T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm glad you're still with us. If you've been here the whole time, you know that we're talking about Adventures in Starry Kitchen. It was a pop-up restaurant. It was a legal restaurant out of an apartment in L.A. Then it became a brick-and-mortar restaurant for lunch and then Chinatown. But more importantly, it's about the food, and that's why I'm pretty sure there's a combination here. T, Win Tran's wife, cooking, and the personality of the chief instigator, Win Tran, my guest today, made this book happen. And the reason it happened is because the recipes are cool. And it is, you've heard the word Asian fusion before. I think this is probably going to be even a step above that. Win, tell us a little bit about who came up with the idea for the book. And now the ball had to be more in T's court when it came to putting together the recipes.
Well, the idea of the book came from my publisher, actually. They approached me after I quit 2.5 years ago. And they're like, well, you don't think you're going away. I'm like, I'm going away. I'm not coming back. And then a month later, I was like, hey, man, you know, that idea you had about us writing a book, that's a cool idea. Is that still on the table? Like, strangely, it is. I was like, you know what? What I'd love to write about is not just about our recipes, which are very, you know, exclusive to who we are, but our stories that inspire the recipes, and shoot photography about the food and the cultures, and they were really down for that. As far as the recipes, you know, so the funny thing is that, you know, when you run a restaurant, you know, even if you have a chef, by osmosis and by being around it, you end up becoming a chef as well. So I am actually one of the chefs now too, especially because my wife, you know, I knocked her up, you know, after we quit, and then she, you know, I took her out of the kitchen, so I started running the kitchen about 2.5 years ago. So we both have worked on the recipes as well. You know, oh, man, well, thankfully we're married, guys. So, you know, there you go. You know, get married and have kids.
That's great.
And the writing is all fell on me. Writing recipes, I can tell you right now, for a general audience, it doesn't matter what the, I think, ethnicity or culture of the origin of the food is. It's a very difficult thing, actually. You know, because we have cooks, and there's a lot of shorthand with cooks. Even though we have recipes for every dish, we don't have every minute detail. And my thing was this, that, you know, and the funny thing is, you mentioned Asian fusion. That used to be something we used to shun as a title. And I like to call it Asian because we bring together a lot of Asian culture from different parts of the region into certain dishes. But now, you know, look, we're from Texas. We're Asian. We have fused all that culture and knowledge and what we've grown up on together to make our dishes. I'll give you one dish that is second most popular dish you're ever going to make. It's a Singaporean chili crab, which is a saucy crab made of like 15 different ingredients. And it's savory and spicy and sweet and unctuous and craveable. And, you know, in Singapore, they make this fried kind of like almost a biscuit. We make a savory beignet because we're from Texas. Anyone outside of the South, if you're near that area, everyone knows we're not our own state, but we are exposed to beignets. And which is from like New Orleans, which is basically a savory, or not, it's a French donut. And we made a beer donut to sop it up in. And that is truly the fusion of our culture. Like, some Singaporean is Asian, a beignet is not. That's French, Canadian, American. But then we added beer, which is super American, I think. It's amazing. And when we started making that dish a couple years ago, that was the second dish that we made that when we ran out of, people would curse us out for. And that recipe's in the book now, so you don't have to curse us out.
Well, that's cool.
And by the way, we gave the full restaurant detail, too. Like, a lot of people ask, is this something you dumb down for people? Like, no, I think that's really dishonest, because I think people really want to have the full flavor of what we make, but also see hopefully respect the amount of detail that we put into it. So when they visit us, they're like, you know what, we don't want to make it always that way. We want to try your way. We can make it every day, but when we feel like making it, we will.
The menu and the recipes in the book are rather eclectic. I mean, what's this about mac and cheese and chicken fried steak?
You know, in every inception of starting a restaurant, sometimes you try to do things that will appeal to larger masses. And, you know, mac and cheese was one of those things. Like, you know what? We like mac and cheese. Let's try to make mac and cheese a little Asian twist. You know, we call it the 4.5 cheese mac and cheese. because it's made of Velveeta. And by the way, everyone, just don't chastise me yet. I love Velveeta. It's not a real cheese in the world of cheese, but I still love it. So that's the half. We make it with Gruyere, cheddar, and some other cheese as well. Off the top of my head, I can't remember all of them. We would add, like, caramelized onions and bacon, fried shallots, which is the only real Asian ingredient we put in there. But it's something that stuck with us. The chicken fried steak is actually something we actually haven't served in a restaurant yet, but we're from Texas. We love chicken fried steak. And, you know, I paired it with a Japanese curry recipe, which is something I dream of doing in the future anyway. So it's kind of my – remember the book, The Secret? So yep. That's my secret. It's like, I'm going to will into reality making chicken fried steak with Japanese curry by putting it in the book. I'm going to do that. And it's going to force me to serve it to people. People that are from the north of the Mason-Dixon line, if everyone remembers what that is, don't actually know what chicken fried steak is. So we're like, you know what? We may give them a recipe from an Asian book and be unexpected and maybe make a really good chicken fried steak. And then when they have it, they're like, you know what? Now I know what good chicken fried steak tastes like.
I can't wait to get my copy. You know, we did this short notice, and thank you very much for that. From what I understand and everything I've read, it's as much about the adventure and the stories associated with running an illegal restaurant as it is the food, but the recipes look great too.
Yeah, I call it my illegal underground handbook. So you can learn from our failures and be inspired by them. You can open a restaurant from them. You can be critiqued by it. I don't know if you saw, but recently I posted this critique that I had my favorite hate mail I got 8 years ago from this guy. He called himself Chief Critic. And he wrote me a single-spaced, two-page letter about how my face was unpleasant, how people didn't like Dr. Pepper, how people didn't like fried food, and I was an idiot for trying to do all of that. And then you'll understand when you read the book, like, oh, I see why that guy wrote about that. Which, I love Dr. Pepper. I love fried food. Gosh darn it, I'm an American. I'm so sorry. Even though I serve Asian food, that's who I am.
Win Tran, you're a wild man, I'm telling you. And that letter, and folks, first let me tell you, Win Tran, Star Kitchen, you can find it. Do a search. StarKitchen.com, that's where that letter resides. You can see that. The book, if you just type in Adventures in Starry Kitchen, you'll find a wealth of information. You guys were at 2016 Los Angeles Food & Wine event. What a great event that is. Twitter, Facebook, it's all there. Just type in Starry, and it's Starry, by the way, Starry Kitchen.
Wherever books are sold, you can find them at any bookstore, online or otherwise.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the whole business. And now you can get a copy free. But before we do that, Wynn, this has been a true treat. I wish you the best of luck. What are you guys up to? What's the next project?
I have no idea because, I mean, to help people understand, we've failed upwards this far. I'd like to get the tofu balls. Our other dish, and that's the thing, people are like, tofu, our most popular dish for everything we make, you can look it up at the crispy tofu balls, and I'd like to get them in freezer aisles for everyone everywhere. Otherwise, I don't know. I'm going to try to get on TV maybe and have them kick me off. I have no idea.
Well, you know, you can't get kicked off if you don't get on, so you got to give it a try. And I think with your approach to life, and I just love it. I can't wait to see you on TV. I can't wait. Next time I'm out in L.A., I've got my nieces out in L.A., and we travel out that way a good bit. I'll have to look you up. You can take me to Chinatown, or better yet, we'll get tea to cook us lunch, and I'll bring the wine.
Oh, please do. Well, thank you so much, guys. Thank you, the city of Wichita, for listening to me. I really do appreciate you guys.
It's called Adventures in Starry Kitchen. You're going to get a copy of the book if you're the lucky fifth caller. The area code's 316-869-1330. Call now, caller number 5, for a copy of Starry Kitchen. Wynn, have a great weekend, buddy. Thanks a lot for your time.
Same to you. Take care, guys.
See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.